Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener, and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's a nice day here in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. And I hope that we can work together to get you ready for the holiday season. So if we can help you, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Jerry from New Hampshire with a question about celery.
Hey, Jerry. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I sympathize with you on the Brussels sprouts. The deer attacked me, too, but we still have some left.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, well, they started on the leaves, and they've been working them over pretty good. Anyway, I grew celery this year, but the plants grew well, but how do you get the big cane like the... you find in the grocery store? That's the first question I have.
Okay, and what is your second question?
Second one is, I got an asparagus patch, an old one and a new one that's 2 years old. I wondered if I should lay any kind of fertilizer down this time of year. And if so, what would you recommend?
Okay, my dad had the best asparagus patch that I have ever seen. And what he used to do, Jerry, in the late fall, early winter, he would put a good inch of compost and animal manure. He had a friend that had chickens, and he would go over there and get a couple trash barrels of chicken manure, and he would spread it right over that asparagus bed, and it really, really paid off. That's not something that's available widely like it used to back then.
Right.
But if you can get some composted cow manure, or even better is the dehydrated cow manure. The dehydrated cow manure is a much, much better product, because your composter still has the sawdust and has a lot of water in it. Your dehydrated has been totally dried out. A lot of the sawdust has been removed, so it's a good pure manure. And if you're able to find dried chicken manure, then spread that on good and heavy, and that will help a great deal. Now, celery. The thing that will help with celery is you need to get it planted early in the year. So about the time that you're putting in plants like pansies and violets, that's the best time for you to get that celery in to give it a longer season. The one thing that I found that gave me bigger stalks of celery during the year, as it grows, it looks like a lot of little side shoots develop. And I would actually pull some of the smaller side shoots growing around the edges from the plant and then use those in my everyday salads. And by removing the little side shoots, the energy went into the taller growing and the larger stalks of celery. Now, you do know that by the time you get into mid to late August, you can start harvesting celery. And what you need to do, it needs to be blanched. So what you do is you grab a sheet of newspaper, fold it over a couple of times, and you pull the celery together, wrap it with the newspaper, allowing just the foliage, a little bit of the foliage to be exposed to the sunlight. But everything else is covered with newspaper. Then tie it with a piece of string to hold it together. And because the sunlight cannot hit the celery, it will change it from green to that pale, pale green or almost a white coloration. And at the same time this happens, it takes some of the very harsh celery flavor out, and it breaks down some of the tissue to make it more tender. So if you can give that a try, I think you're going to see a big, big difference. So pull aside shoots and make sure that you blanch it for the best results. Thank you. Great questions. And that phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we will help you to probably avoid some problems next year to help you prepare for the coming year and a lot more. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeanne from New Hampshire with a question about Japanese maple.
About Japanese maple. Tell us about the Japanese maple. What's the problem?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking
Good
my
morning.
Call. I recently was visiting my son in Michigan, which, as you know, the climate and the temperature is very, very similar to here. He moved into a new home a year ago, and it is also a newly landscaped place of maybe 3 or 4 years. He has
okay.
a Japanese maple that at the base of the trunk, where the trunk meets the soil, there are cracks coming in the bark that go about 6, 7, 8 inches long. There's probably 4 of them, and the bark just wants to pull away from the tree. We looked at it as close as we could see, and we couldn't see any insects or any fungus or any type of anything. So I said, well, when I go home, Justin, I'm going to call the man who's going to give us the answer.
Now, this tree is a couple years old, you said 2 or 3 years old?
Well, it stands about 5 feet high, but I know it was only planted by landscaping people probably 4 years ago.
Okay. What you have, and when you talk to your son, tell him to look at the direction that the cracks are, because it sounds to me that they are occurring on the south side of the plant. And what has happened is, during the winter months, the sun hits the trunk of the tree, warming it so that the temperatures are above freezing. And it stays above freezing while the sun is out. At night, when the sun goes down, the tree gets cold, and you get this variation in temperature, and you get these cracks. And that's something that, in time, it will stop. But this is what he should do. Have him go to a nursery and pick up something called tree wrap. And it comes in a roll. It's like a brown paper bag, but in the middle of it is some asphalt. And it comes in a roll just like ribbon, and have them wrap from the ground up to the first branch. And this will totally eliminate this cracking of the bark. Now, before he does that, just to keep the moisture out of those cracks, have him light a candle and then melt some wax and pour it in the crack that runs down the trunk of the Japanese maple. With his finger, rub the wax into the crack to seal it, and that will keep the moisture out during the winter months. In the spring, he can feed it with a good slow-release organic fertilizer like Plant Tone, and that tree will heal all of those cracks the following year. And he'll probably have to wrap it for 2 or 3 additional years, and then the tree will become strong enough. It's something fairly common with Japanese maples. It's also common with the cherry family, weeping cherry, and all of your oriental flowering cherries. You will get that in a highly exposed area. So have them do that, and you'll be in great shape. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. This fall, after you put all your garden equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pets safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. or human growth hormone support, menopause specialist for women, and joint specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alley-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. If we can help you, the number to call, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll work together to make gardening an awful lot of fun for you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Portland with a question about amaryllis.
Hey, Bob. Good morning. How can we help you with the amaryllis this morning?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking the call.
Morning.
Listen, we had an amaryllis bulb planted last year, and we had some beautiful flowers. And the consensus is that you can't get it to flower a second year. Have you got any hints as to how I might be able to get flowers the second year?
Yep. What you need to do is this. When you purchase your amaryllis, it has gone into dormancy. You take it out of the box, or if you for the same money, you can go to a garden center or a feed and grain store, and you can buy just the bulb. No box, no pot, no soil, and the bulb is a lot larger in size. But you would pot it up. You would get it to grow. The flowers will come. When the flowers go by, you cut them as close to the pot as possible. And now you need to fertilize that amaryllis all winter long. In the spring, when the threat of frost is over, you can either take the amaryllis, pot and all, put it on your deck, porch, or patio, and you must continue to fertilize it until September, and to make it grow until September. What I normally do is I dig a hole in my flower garden or the vegetable garden, knock it out of the pot, and plant it. Let it grow, feed it as needed, in a nice, hot, sunny spot. Amaryllis are from South Africa. That's where they're grown, shipped from there to Holland, where they are finalized and then shipped all over the world. But they get their start in South Africa with a lot of heat, a lot of sun, and a long growing season. So if you just let a flower, and then when it's done blooming, put it in the cellar and let it go dormant, it doesn't have enough time to take the energy from the sun, put it into the leaves, and then to make the bulb become larger and stronger so that it can make the flower bud. So pot it up, and the pot should be 2 inches larger than the actual bulb. And if you can make it bigger than that, that's even better. Give it plenty of room. If your room is limited now, grow it in the small pot. But in the spring, when you put your amaryllis outside for the summer, repot it into a pot at least 2 to 3 inches larger than the original pot. I put Osmocote, little BB's fertilizer in it, and I liquid feed it every 2 weeks. And that bulb will get so much larger. The following year, what I do is this. I keep it alive until September. When the kids go back to school, I take the amaryllis, pot and all, put it in my cellar, and forget it. The leaves will go yellow, they'll turn brown, get crispy. I cut them all off, leaving a 2-inch stub sticking out of the pot. The one that's in the garden, in late September, I dig it up, I shake off the soil, I put it in my basement, let it air dry, and when the leaves turn yellow, I cut all the foliage off, and it looks like a big light bulb. The bulb itself is round with a stub that looks like that threaded area for a light bulb. The reason that you do that is the green in the foliage is energy. And as the bulb goes dormant, all of the chlorophyll is the energy goes into the bulb, is stored, and helps the plant to give you a bloom the following year. But you must keep it alive all winter. Treat it like any other foliage plant. Feed it once a month. Plant it in the garden. Grow it until September. And then let it go dormant until you're ready to force it into bloom. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you all start calling.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from New Hampshire with a question about white blight.
Bob, good morning. How can we help you out this morning? Tell us about the blight. What is it on?
I think you might be wanting to talk to Mike, because I have the blight question.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm Mike from New Hampshire. I have some kind of a fungus growing on my grass.
Okay, is it actively growing on there now? Okay. The one thing that I'd like to have you do, Mike, is this. Take a look where the white fungus is growing on your lawn, okay? If it's in partial shade, I also want you to look to see the width of the blade of grass. Is it on a fine blade of grass, which would be a fescue, or a blade of grass that would be about an eighth of an inch, maybe a quarter of an inch in width? Then that could be bluegrass. Bluegrass in a wet area or in partial shade will get something called powdery mildew. And it's just something that happens to that particular variety of grass when it's wet and when it's shaded. Now, you can buy a fungicide that you can put on it that will stop it. Normally, in December, we don't have that particular problem. But what I would do, because they are still calling for several days of nice weather, is if you can get a product called Serenade. And Serenade is a liquid fungicide. And if you could get that applied to the grass today, tomorrow they're talking 50s again, at least the fungicide will have time to kill the fungus so that during the winter it doesn't weaken the grass so that you get a secondary infection in there called snow mole. And snow mole, again, is caused by moisture. It's caused by the grass being covered with snow or ice, but it affects weakened grass. So it would really be beneficial to get a liquid Serenade fungicide, spray it on all of the area where your grass is white, and you should have enough time to at least kill it so that it doesn't continue to weaken the grass so that snow mole gets in later, and snow mole will kill the grass. Okay? So don't mess around. Get it done now. The other thing that I would do before you spray the area where you have a lot of this snow mole, take a bamboo rake. Give it a good stiff brushing with the rake, okay, to kind of lift up any of the blades of grass that are matted down. That way the product can cover the plant more uniformly and you'll have a better results with it. So a quick raking to fluff up the grass, get the Serenade on it, and that should solve the problem. Thank you. It's been a crazy, crazy fall. People are still getting digging by raccoons and skunks looking for grubs because the ground is warm. It's not frozen. The grubs are still active. Normally, they're not. So just be aware of it. If you start to see digging, it's too late to put down any insecticide to stop the digging in your lawn. But something that will work real well to at least keep them away and to prevent the digging, go to the supermarket. Buy a box of mothball flakes. Not the big balls, but the flakes. And apply it in the area where the raccoons and skunks are digging. They don't like the smell of the mothballs, and they will not dig in that area. So overlap it 4 or 5 feet, sprinkle it on there, and it will help to prevent them from destroying your lawn. They should also be dormant right now. Normally, raccoons and skunks are hibernating at this time of the year, but because the weather has been warm, they're active, they're digging, the moles are active, they're digging. We just have to compensate to prevent it from destroying our grass. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up we've got Pat from Mass. She wants to comment on your wreaths.
Hey, Pat, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul, for taking my call. I live in Tewksbury, and I ordered 4 of your balsam fir wreaths, one for each of my children. They have been so wonderful this past year, taking me to doctor's appointments and all. But I just was only calling you just to tell you that they loved these wreaths. They were the balsam fir I ordered, the ones with the cardinals. And I have not seen them yet, but my oldest boy, he said, Ma, I don't get impressed with too many things, but this was really impressive. So I just wanted to tell you, in this service, I had two in Massachusetts. They got them like the next day. I couldn't believe it. And two are out of state, one's in New York, one's in New Hampshire, and they got them, like, say, by Wednesday. I couldn't, and they just, so it was a nice surprise. And I wanted, I just, like I said, I didn't have a planned problem, but I had a call to let you know how wonderful a job you did and your wife.
Well, I thank you. We work real hard. We have a woman in Pembroke, Maine, who actually makes the wreath for us. Her husband and her son picks all the greens. She makes all the wreaths. I pick them up. We decorate them. And UPS has been doing a wonderful, wonderful job. They pick up here on around 5 o'clock every night. And we've been getting phone calls like you that if they pick it up on Monday night in Massachusetts, parts of New Hampshire, parts of Vermont, parts of Rhode Island, they will get it the following day. And normally New England is between 1 and 3 days, depending on where it is. They can be in Florida in 5 days. They can be in California in 5 days. But we work hard. We try and give you a quality product. And it's something that we really enjoy doing, and we're pleased that you have that. We even have a picture, and I haven't had a chance to do it, but I have a picture of a man who hung his wreath on the front door. After early February, he hung it on his tool shed, and he has sent me pictures of a bird's nest that was built in the center of the wreath, and he said he spent all of May, June, and part of July taking pictures of the mother feeding the little babies inside the wreath. And when I get a chance, we will put it up on the website so that you can see it. But we work hard, and we hope that you enjoy it, and thank you for the phone call. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carolyn from Maine with a question about North Ireland pine.
Hey, Carolyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you for taking my call, Paul. I'm calling because we live in Maine, we live in Owl's Head, and we had a video store that we started about 10 years ago. And the first year we opened, someone gave us as a gift at Christmas time a very small Norfolk Island pine in a pot. And it had little red bows all over it. Well, it's now 10 years later, and it is so big. It's in our house. It's probably about 5.5 feet tall, maybe long, maybe taller. And it's outgrowing my house, and I don't know what to do with it, because I know in Australia they grow outside, but they don't here, and I'm not sure what I can do with it at this point.
Well, I'll tell you what I've done in the past, and it's really, really something that you will enjoy. I've had, like you, had plants that I've taken real good care of. They like the area where they were located, and they've just become too big. And you know, a Norfolk Island pine is a tree that will get up to be about 50 feet tall. And when it gets to your ceiling, you can't cut off the top of the plant. It loses all of its character. So what I've done with plants that have overgrown their size is I went to the town library, looked at the windows, the amount of light that they had, and said, I have a Norfolk Island pine that would fit perfect in that window. Would you like it? Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no. Then go to the high school, the junior high, the town hall. They should all have high ceilings, and they will take care of it, believe me. And that way, the plant doesn't get thrown out and dies with the cold weather. So try and bring it to somebody who would really enjoy it. As I said, I brought a plant to the library. I talked to the librarian. They had a few plants in there and asked them if they would like it. They loved it, and they had it for many, many years. I have brought plants to the school. They have big foyers with open, large light lit areas with a lot of glass, and they'll always find somebody who will care for that plant. So don't throw it away. Go visit these areas, and I bet you somebody will take the plant and take real good care of it for you. Great question, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dot from Mass with a question about sumac.
Good morning, Dot. How can we help you with the sumac? What's happening?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. We used to have a big vegetable garden for about 3 years, and then my husband took ill, long story. And I want to start it up again in the, you know, the next spring, but it's being all overgrown right now with sumac and also a cherry chokeweed.
Yes.
Is there anything you I do want to plant it, so I'm afraid to use any pesticides to kill the sumac trees? There's like 4 or 5 of them now. How do I get rid of it?
Okay. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'll tell you exactly what to do so that you don't hurt the soil. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine. With fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips, this wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. If any of you bought a Christmas cactus around Thanksgiving, and it's beginning to go by and the flowers are beginning to fade from the plant, that Christmas cactus will bloom again in late January, early February. This is what I want you to do. When the last flower comes off, fertilize the plant, and then take it and put it in a room that the window faces north. Okay, because a north-facing room will normally be cooler than a south-facing room. Keep it near the window. Fertilize it every couple of weeks. Water as needed. And it will rebloom for you in late January, early February. Okay? But keep it cool. That's the secret. Okay, Mike. Who's up? Tom. Who's up next? Oh, that's right. The sumac question. I'm sorry. Now, because the ground is not frozen, if you can pull the sumac out. And I'll tell you what the easiest thing to do. When I run into a problem like that and I can't do it, I look in the neighborhood for some of the high school kids and stop them and say, could you help me for a little bit? I'll give you $10 an hour or something, or whatever you can. And have the kids come and dig it out for you. You're going to have to get the roots out of the ground so that you can plant anyways. And right now, is the best time. There's no sports. Football is all done. Soccer is all done. And the winter sports haven't begun yet. So these kids have got some time. So stop one of the kids that comes by. Have them come over, and they can dig that plant right out of the garden for you. That way, in the spring, when you rototill the garden, any roots that do remain will be destroyed by the rototiller, and that way they won't sucker and develop in the garden in the middle of the year. So you need to get rid of as much of it as possible, and they're looking to make a few dollars to go Christmas shopping. As long as you're there with them to supervise, I'd be willing to bet that you can get it done for just a little bit of money. So give that a try. Stop one of the neighborhood boys. Say, could you help me do this? I'll give you $20 or whatever, and they will help you get it out. When you rototill in the spring, you destroy the root system, and the plants will be taken care of. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll work together. Now, the other thing I want you to do, if you like to force bulbs, this is the time of the year to pick up amaryllis hyacinths. And what you want are the hyacinths that have been pre-treated so that you can grow them in a container of rocks or marbles later on during the year. Also, paper whites. Now, paper whites, if you want to force those in January or even in February, they must be kept cold. If they are kept in a warm room, the bulb will dry out. And what will happen is you'll plant it, you'll get beautiful foliage, but no flowers. So buy your paper whites now. Your pre-treated hyacinths or the amaryllis, and the amaryllis can stay outside in your basement or even inside the house as long as you don't water. But the paper whites and the hyacinths have to stay cold. Put them in the vegetable crisper of your refrigerator, and they will keep and they will flower later on during the year for you. Okay? If they dry out, if they're kept in a warm room, the flower bud will dry out and die. Keep them cool and they'll last.